had a little boy that was a little older. He went in with me, and I got him to give me a bucket of water. And they had, it was, the house was small. They had all, didn't have no closets. They had clothes hung all the way around the room and different things. That's the only place they had put their clothes. And he brought this big bucket of water in there. It was a big one. And I took that bucket and I did it twice. Went around that just like that and knocked every bit of it out. If I hadn't come along at the time, that house would have burnt down. Everything was in it. And it just so happened. And the little kid, a small kid, hadn't started going to school. And his parents were out there in the fields picking cotton. So the, he struck a match to everything in there. So I had little things like that I can't think of now, but there's always some exciting time going on. The liver business, there was competition in raw. That place we call, and the used to have one out there. So we all had fun delivering and stuff like that, you know. We'd help one another. If we one got stuck, we'd get the other one out and things. And we had a, back then everybody had a cow, or they had a hog. And we delivered feed with the groceries and things like that, you know. It was busy times, but, and it was a great experience. I had one, a lady asked me, I don't know where you didn't grow up when everybody had chickens.
No.
Everybody had chickens here then. They had a chicken and maybe a hog, and they had a cow that for milk and stuff like that. And they still had mules. They had wagons that would still come into Roswell. So I never would do it. My mother used to do the same thing. They didn't cut the chicken's head off. They'd take them and wring their head off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I never would do that. So one day, a lady that I was always thought a lot of things, she asked me, she said, "Oh, well, you can go out there and wring this head off." She said, "That ain't no problem. If you do that for me, I'd appreciate it." Well, I got out there and I started turning that chicken around and around like that. And I couldn't get that head off, save my life. And when I got through, I had killed the chicken all right, but its neck was about that long, twice as long as it's supposed to be. I was ashamed of that. I said, "That's the best I can do." I said, "That'd be the last time I try that." I didn't try that no more for the people. But we used to sell live chickens from the store there,
mm-hmm.
and deliver them with the groceries. The way you do them, you just take them out of the, they'd say, "I want about a 2.5 pound chicken." We'd get the chicken out, take a paper bag, and tear the end of a corner out and put the chicken in there, and the head would stick out where you could breathe. Then you take the other part and tape around the bag, the top of the bag where you put him in, tape it around his leg, and he couldn't do nothing. So they'd lay there for an hour or two till we got rid of the liver and things like that. But you don't do that now.
No.
You buy chickens already dressed and stuff. That's the changes that's been, it's happened since. Now, we had a meat market in there where the, we had a good business in our meat. We had one of the best markets that was in Ross at the time. And, of course, when we had Big Apple that moved in here, we had Colonial that moved in here, and then, as you know, what's here now and stuff like that, competition. But we faced a competition pretty good. But, it was a lot of things that they did then that they don't do now. We used to buy, they'd get somebody to have a hog, and they'd kill it for us and dress it, and we'd bring them in and we'd cut it up. And we had good meats in.